Good morning, Steve Sherlock here for Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. First Monday in January. Happy New Year. It's snowing here. Yeah, it wasn't really forecast. According to the weather, as we were waking up this morning, some ocean effect snow was going to be hitting the Cape, maybe giving them an inch or so. But we're about 30, 40 miles from the Cape, depending upon how you want to measure it. So we're certainly not in that neighborhood. And why the snow is here? Well, who knows? But it is. We got it. It's pretty. Nice and white. It'll be a little quieter. Some of the background noise is muted as the snow falls, absorbing the noise. That wonderful quietness. Well, you still hear trucks going by. And some birds are still out and about this morning. But it's the beginning of the new year. Hope you all had a good celebration to welcome the new year in. Drinking responsibly. Celebrating with family and friends. Having some good times. It's also time for New Year's resolutions. Well, I don't do a resolution per se. I do have the three-word goals that I've been following since, 2008 maybe before that. Chris Brogan had started it. I've been doing it for several years. I don't have my ready reference in front of me, but I'll have the link in the post to accompany this with the details. And while in prior years I've gone with the three letters that spell the word ELM, E-L-M, I'll make some minor modifications to those this time around to come up with TLC, and not necessarily just attending, loving, care that TLC is normally associated with. T for training. I've been exercising well, exercising regularly, but I need to kick it up a notch. And if I don't get running again, I definitely need to do more specific training to accommodate certain specific areas of the body. Arm strength, core strength, hence training. Exercise was good. Exercise was successfully achieved. But I need to do more, a little more than that, hence training, not just exercise. The L will remain leverage, as it has the last couple of years. So that whatever I do, I can leverage in multiple ways by being more efficient, more effective, focusing, prioritization of effort, and then leveraging it in different ways. There's much more of that even between my work around information protection and the community journalism for Franklin Matters. So that is a good way to continue to leverage what I'm doing in both spaces, because it's really the same pieces of work or aspects of the same kind of work. Information sharing, information protection, appropriate access to info, transparency in many ways around the right info as well. And they're just many sides of the same coin, so to speak. Geodesic dome, perhaps, depending upon how far you want to take it. But training one, leverage two. Prior years it had been mentoring. I'll broaden it a little bit this year by doing something similar, but calling it coaching, because there's a couple of pieces within that space that I still want to do. I've had some interest generated recently that I want to follow up on in regards to expanding the reporting at Franklin Matters. So I'll do some coaching to hopefully bring those individuals along, help them understand what we need to do, how we need to do it, and get them to provide additional posting. So it's not all on me. I've got the one realtor currently doing the weekly event calendar, and I certainly appreciate all her effort on that. but I'd like to get some folks to do some additional pieces on the planning board and conservation commission and other aspects of Franklin business that I really don't have time to get into. It's enough to follow the FinCom, Finance Committee, Town Council, and School Committee as much as I can. But to get into that other zoning, Board of Appeals, Planning Board, Conservation Commission, Design Review Committee, those would be other aspects that it'd be nice to get into. Certainly have an impact upon the Franklin residents, and hopefully we can find somebody to cover those spaces. So, TLC, the three words for 2016, training, leverage, coaching. Do you do three words? Or do you just set resolutions? Whichever you choose, certainly drop me a line, add a comment, tweet accordingly. However it suits you, let's have the conversation going and continue to help each other stay on track for the rest of the year to achieve your goals as I achieve and accomplish my goals. So that's about it for now, as I stand here in the snow, enjoying the flurries. Hopefully the weather is good wherever you are, wherever this finds you, night or day, morning, or whatever time, whatever you're doing when you listen to this. Till next time, this is Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. Be good. Take care.